gentlemen, we will call the public hearing to order. Welcome to the Iowa Capitol. This morning will be the public hearing receiving information on House File 268, an act eliminating the Iowa Smart Planning Principles and other local comprehensive planning and development guidelines. The rules for the public hearing were posted on the legislative website. The format today will be, as written, five proponents, then five opponents until speakers are exhausted. 3 minutes windows for each speaker. This morning we had, I went to pick up the list, and we had two proponents. There were four opponents to the bill listed. One of them has not could not make it this morning, so we'll have three. So I guess at this time I will call one after another, the two proponents, followed by the three opponents, 3 minutes apiece. The information, we will hear the testimony, and we will have our public hearing finished. So at this time, I guess I would call Ernie Rudolph. Is he here? Oh, okay, he will pass. The next gentleman, George Wood, are you here? Okay. That would conclude the list of proponents for the bill. Then starting at the top of the list in order of signing up, Ruth Rundleman. Ma'am, if you would. Yes, nope, feel free. If you would hit the button, turn your light on.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak. I'm Ruth Randleman, Mayor of the City of Carlisle. I'll be reading my comments as an elected official in order to be concise. I hope to bring a perspective of the on-the-ground and in-the-trenches work with smart planning principles. I speak today in support of the Iowa Smart Planning Principles as contained in Chapter 18B of the Code of Iowa and advocate for retaining the permissive language of that code. Thanks to many, I've learned a great deal from working in our local community, voluntarily working at the regional planning level, at the state level as co-chair of the Governor's Smart Planning Task Force, and at the national level with the bipartisan Local Leaders Advisory Council for Smart Growth America. If the concern that initiated House File 268 is that the smart planning language in the Iowa Code could somehow prove harmful to Iowa communities or Iowa taxpayers, I offer that much of our previous suburban development is a product of previous heavy-handed government policies, policies that were government gone bad, which the smart planning principles attempt to correct. Here's what these principles support when implemented and to which I can attest is effective in my community. Improve cost effectiveness in meeting infrastructure needs, improve stewardship of natural resources, better support of the free market, more choices for housing and transportation, not less. Improved wellness, a laudable priority of the governor's office, promotion of economic development by increased attraction to our community and increased protection of individual property values. I've run at the primary level for the privilege of serving in this body as a conservative candidate. While these principles applied electively support my conservative values, I fail to understand why these discussions have somehow taken on political ideology when the principles are not intrinsically conservative or liberal in nature. As former co-chair of the Smart Planning Task Force, which included bipartisan representation by state legislators, representation from numerous state agencies in the Iowa League of Cities, I offer that concern of onerous mandates and regulations did not materialize during that process. A conscious decision was made to not recommend that approach, but to offer options and awareness. Also, that effort in every planning process I have ever been a part of has incorporated extensive citizen input. I believe citizens have the right to participate in the future of their community, and community planning affords that opportunity. I've personally participated in numerous discussions with citizens in backyards and on front sidewalks regarding direct effects to them. Failing to plan is planning to fail, and taxpayers are ill-served without a wise vision for the future. We need more conversation around the framework in Chapter 18B, not less. As a taxpayer myself, I would feel cheated if my elected officials did not wisely anticipate the future needs of my community and address them in a cost-effective manner. I speak against House File 268. And if I have a few moments, I would like to publicly commend those who served with me on the Governor's Smart Planning Task Force. You have great representatives in your state agencies. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. The next, please forgive me if I Dylan Mullinex. Okay.
Chairperson Schultz and members of the committee, thank you for letting me speak today. My name is Dylan Mullinex. I'm the principal planner for the Des Moines Area Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO. The MPO is a federally required planning body that takes on transportation planning responsibilities for the Des Moines Metro and is made up of representatives from the region's cities, counties, and transit agencies. On behalf of the MPO staff, I'm here to speak in opposition to House File 268. We support the smart planning principles that were established under the Iowa Smart Planning Law. Regardless of what it may be called, whether it's smart planning, sustainable development, or smart growth, the point is that these principles outlined in the smart planning law are good for Iowa and its communities. In fact, they represent the way planning was done up until a half century ago, when there was no distinction between smart planning and just traditional, normal planning. Some in support of this bill will argue that smart planning principles mandate how communities will grow, and that smart planning constitutes government placing limits on an individual's property rights or costing more to the local governments to do this. In reality, the smart planning principles are good planning in general, and good planning in general are about empowering the public and providing more options to the individual by allowing a community's planning and zoning practices to be more flexible. This is not a top-down approach, but very much a bottom-up approach. And also keep in mind that these are currently not mandatory, they are optional. The smart planning principles create no additional cost to the state, communities, or its taxpayers. In fact, evidence has shown that following these principles often reduce the tax burden placed upon communities through efficiencies in the development and use of utilities and services. The MPO is currently leading an effort called the Tomorrow Plan, which is the region's long-range sustainable development plan. As such, it relies heavily on these principles. Throughout the planning process, we have been able to demonstrate instances of cost savings to the area's communities that they may be able to realize through more sustainable development. Whether the communities choose to implement these practices or not is up to them, but the point is that the community's leaders and the area's residents are able to make a more educated decision because of this. Economic considerations are only one part of the reason to support this. The fact is that the nation's demographics and Iowa's demographics are changing. For instance, two of the biggest demographics, the baby boomers and the Generation Y and Zers, are trending towards driving less. This kind of conflicts with traditional planning, and smart planning principles will allow us to better adapt to provide communities that these people want. This will allow us to continue letting our communities adapt to these changes, attract workforce that will spur our economy, and make Iowa better compete within the U.S. and the national marketplace. In closing, I encourage you to strongly consider the benefits of the smart planning principles and the role they can play to improve our communities. I'd also like to add that I'm a member of the Iowa chapter of the American Planning Association. Their president was not able to be here, but you have a letter before you as well that outlines their stance. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. And our final speaker today, Brent Vandelaine.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. My name is Brett Vandelaine, Planning and Development Manager for Polk County. I'm also the President of the County Zoning Officials of Iowa and affiliate of the Iowa Association of Counties. Planning efforts are part of and conducted in all forms of successful communities, business, and government. Small businesses to large, from urban centers to Main Street, Iowa, plan. They plan for sustaining their business, they plan for growth, they plan for changing conditions, and they plan and are a part of their community's activities. Growing up on a farm, I know that farmers and farm operations plan. They form cooperatives, partnerships, and plan and create organizations to promote their products. They plan to sustain and optimize their operations and grow their operations. They plan for conservation measures and practices to preserve the land. All of that takes planning and guidance, smart planning, to be profitable and successful. Iowa Smart Planning Principles were put in place to provide direction for state agencies, local governments, and other public entities for them to consider the principles with an option to apply. The principles, during deliberation of all appropriate planning, zoning, development, and resource management decisions. The principles provide a framework to assist communities when they plan, and big or small, growing or maintaining, all communities, agencies, and public entities plan. The Iowa Smart Planning Principles are not mandates. They're a guide, a framework to assist local communities, cities and counties, public entities and state agencies make informed, open decisions. They provide, promote, emphasize, facilitate, and encourage decisions made utilizing the Smart Planning Principles. The Smart Planning Principles are opportunities and choices for community character in housing, in revitalization, in transportation, in jobs, in ag land and natural resource protection. There is no public benefit in removing the Iowa Smart Planning Principles from the Iowa Code, but there are many, many benefits in keeping them. Thank you for this opportunity to speak, and on behalf of the county planning officials of Iowa, we respectfully oppose House File 268 and ask that we keep the planning principles and encourage smart planning. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that would conclude our list of speakers. The written testimony will be submitted to the chief clerk's office for publication, and that would conclude our public hearing. Thank you very much.